For decades, women have been fighting for equal rights.
Hey, hey, what do you say? Ratify the ERA! Hey.
And 50 years ago today, women on the front lines won an important battle. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly passed the Equal Rights Amendment, paving the way for it to become the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But that never happened. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
The amendment is pretty simple. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Rosie Couture, a high school senior in Arlington, Virginia, couldn't believe that wasn't already in the Constitution.
So first I was just shocked, and then I was really angry.
That's why she co-founded Generation Ratify.
We were protesting outside of the Capitol, delivering letters, spamming voicemails.
In 2020, Virginia ratified the ERA, in theory giving it enough states to become an amendment, though that's up for debate. Long before Couture was born, women were just as angry. Until 1974, banks made it tough for women to get credit cards. Until 1978, being pregnant could get you fired.
You may not believe this, but women were not allowed in the front door of the Harvard Faculty Club.
Jane Mansbridge was a graduate student at Harvard in the early days of the women's movement. She's now a professor at the Kennedy School.
You had to come in the back door, and you had to be escorted by a man, even if you were a professor.
Mansbridge was active in what she calls the radical women's movement. Even though the ERA had been passed by Congress to become federal law, it had to be ratified by 38 or three quarters of the states.
And it went sailing through the different state legislatures with unanimous votes, one after the other after the other.
Until, says Mansbridge, it got to the southern states.
And Phyllis Schlafly came into the picture.
Phyllis Schlafly was poised, politically savvy, and opposed to the Equal Rights Amendment. Here she is in 1973.
Since the women are the ones who bear the babies, and there's nothing we can do about that, our laws and customs then make it the financial obligation of the husband to provide the support. And this is exactly and precisely what we will lose if the Equal Rights Amendment is passed.
And that wasn't all that would change, according to Schlafly and others against the ERA, as NPR's Cokie Roberts explained in 1979.
They worry about losing financial support, women in combat, co-ed bathrooms, homosexual marriage, and a host of other weird and threatening changes in the society.
For a lot of people, those things don't sound all that weird anymore.
All of those things did come to pass even without an ERA, and this country, I think, is better for it.
Ting-Ting Chang is director of the Equal Rights Amendment Project at Columbia Law School. She says lots of people ask her, so why do we need the ERA? Her answer, current federal law is just not good enough. Jane Mansbridge agrees.
It's the principle of having it in the Constitution, like other principles that are foundational to what we are as a people.
But Kim Ford Mesrui says ratification of the ERA could backfire. Ford Mesrui is director of the Center for the Study of Race and Law at the University of Virginia. He says, look at how the Supreme Court has ruled when it comes to race. When interpreting the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, he says the court ignores historic and systemic racism.
The Supreme Court's rule that race should generally be ignored has actually prevented policies that could help to reduce the racial gap.
Ford Mesrui says under the ERA, the Supreme Court could treat sex like it treats race.
Prohibiting policies that are intentionally designed to open opportunities for women.
The world has changed a lot over the last 50 years, but divisions persist. For some, the very definition of the word sex has evolved. But there is one thing women both for and against the ERA seem to agree on.
Prior to the debate on ERA, there was this idea that women all thought alike.
Anne Schlafly Corey is Phyllis Schlafly's daughter.
And what the debate on ERA showed is that women have many different political opinions across the spectrum.
And across ages. If Generation Ratify's Rosie Couture has anything to do with it.
It's really important to have our voices in the movement to help light a fire, as well as bring to light issues that are really important to young people that get left out of the conversation sometimes.
Whether the Equal Rights Amendment ever makes it to the Constitution is now up to the courts. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.